She's been taking an awfully long time in there. Finally. Huh? Whoa, what do you mean by? You think you're leaving without giving me a hug and a kiss? Oh, well, I hate to break it to you, but no, you're not. Seriously, you're not. I mean, you can, but not so fast. Come here, let me see. You've been hiding from me all night. I just want to see why. Come on, I want to see what had you in the room for over an hour. I bet you look amazing. Very modest of you, but that's what you always say. I know better, so I'll be the judge of that. Come here. I'm gonna have to see you anyway since I've got the car keys. You might as well just show me now. Of course I took them out of your bag. I had a little tiny feeling that you might just try to rush out of here like this. Maybe because you've done it before. You'll get the keys when you come here. Are you trying to be difficult? Oh yeah? Do I need to come get you and toss you over my shoulder then? Really? 'Cause it did work last time. Very well, by the way. If you forgot, I can always refresh your memory. That's what I thought. Anyway, I'm waiting. Holy sh... Whoa. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. You look absolutely incredible. Oh my god. Can you turn around for me? Like a little twirl, maybe? So I can see all of you? In that? Come on, don't be shy. There's nothing to be shy about. That's my girl. Wow. So where did you say that you were going again? Dressed like that? Babe, dressed like this? No, there's no problem. I mean, I knew you were going out, but I didn't know you were going out looking this good. You sure you're just going out to dinner with your friends? No, babe, I do trust you, but you've got to understand. You're about to go out there and have every head turn in your direction because you're a fucking goddess. And you look like one tonight, too. And while I don't mind heads turning, I just want to make sure no one thinks they can cross any lines with my girl. The thought of people staring at you just infuriates me. I'm getting pissed just thinking about it. That's not possible. I'm always thinking about these things, Princess. Someone's got to. I'm not overprotective. It's just the reality of life, of things. Oh? You don't think so? Baby, you really have no idea how beautiful you are, huh? Like, it's not even a modest tumble thing with you. Like, you genuinely don't see it. Well, it's just that It makes me all that more aware of our surroundings when we're out together. All that more aware of you. Not just because of how I am, but because of you. I mean, you go out and live your life, like, so carefree and light, as you should. But I always want that to be safe. I always want to protect that part of you from anything ugly. Do you know how many times we go out and I have to pull you closer, like this? To make sure people know that you're mine? Of course you don't, because you don't notice those things. But I'm always paying attention to them. And I know you've teased me before about the whole you're mine thing, but when I say it to you or I show it, it's not a you're my property kind of thing. Even though I am very territorial, it's more like you're my girlfriend. Therefore, my responsibility. And I will guard you with my life because you're my world. It's that kind of thing. Actually, it's exactly that. No kindas. I don't think I've ever told you that before, right? I always just let you assume it was a power stance, but it's really that I just love you so much. I need everyone, including you, to know it without a shadow of a doubt. So no one thinks to try and disturb that, or you. And so you know you're always loved and protected by me. Always. Look at me. I will always do my best to take care of you. Even if it gets annoying sometimes. I know it can get annoying sometimes, but I will. Even if it means I'm forever pulling you closer to me, or I'm always reaching for your hand, or when I'm wanting to know where you're going and with who, how you're dressed. Okay, maybe the how you're dressed part goes beyond just me loving you. I do get a little bit jealous sometimes about what others get to be blessed with, especially when I'm not around, but can you blame me though? You look so good. And you're gorgeous and amazing. I start thinking all kinds of things I don't like the images of. I can't even help it. That's good advice, actually. To instead start thinking of images I do like. Believe me, I definitely do that. A lot. For example, when I saw you in this dress, I thought about it being on the floor. Your face. I'll stop. You told me to think about images I do like, so that was one. I was just sharing it, geez. Damned if I do and damned if I don't, huh? No, but you look stunning tonight, and I hope you know that. Well, good. My baby girl deserves to feel as pretty as she is. Before you go, let me take another look at you. Is it wrong that a part of me really wishes you had? I don't know. 10 or 20 minutes to spare. Is that incredibly selfish of me? No? That's good. That makes me feel a little better then. Anyway, here, the keys. What? Really? You don't say, so the restaurant's not that far from here. That's good. So, what are you saying? I need to hear you say it. The words have to leave your mouth, princess. That's the only way I'll feel like I'm not inserting myself into your plans and interfering. I wouldn't want to be an obstacle in your way or anything. You gonna say it? You're wasting precious time. There we go, that's my girl. Get back in there. Hey, keep these on.